Electric Avenue. Taking us to 7:30 on a Monday, the 13th of November. That's a classic track from Eddie Grant, taking you down to Electric Avenue. I guess he's talking about that road just behind the Lifestyle Center in Bolito that leads to AC/DC Express, because they've got everything electrical there. And I was in store just the other day doing a little bit of Christmas light snooping around, shopping for the studio and for home. And I was bumping into the man I call the Minister of Electricity for Bolito, Saray, store manager of AC/DC Express. In fact, he's in the studio with me right now. Saray, how are you on a Monday, my friend?
Good morning, Magic Mike. How you doing, man?
I'm so stoked to have you in the house here, because now I can show you all the corners of the studio and get your take on what lights would best work for the festive season. But the real reason you're in studio here is you mentioned to me that you had a VIP visiting our coastline this weekend. In fact, he's still in town just for this morning before he jets out. And I'm talking about the main man, the founder of the AC/DC brand, and he is in the house with us this very Monday morning. And it's a big Radio Life and Style welcome to Mr. Mario Mayo from AC/DC, the founder, the CEO of AC/DC Dynamics. Mario, how are you today?
Not too bad yourself. Good morning, everyone in KZN.
Hey, it's an electric Monday. We're plugged in. And I'm really stoked to have you squeeze in a little radio moment, a little chat, because I've been doing a bit of reading. And it's a fascinating story, this AC/DC business roller coaster ride. And I think, you know, as a South African business success stories go, it's got to be right up there. You know, from humble beginnings in a garage in, was it in Edenvale or Germiston?
Yes,
to this now massive national brand that you know, it spans the whole length of the country. From being, you know, the go-to for all of the really big operators in the electrical space, mm-hmm. to then creating this fantastic electrical supermarket brand offshoot, the AC/DC Express, which we are lucky enough to have right here in Bolito. You know, AC/DC has firmly planted its brand in the minds of South Africans as the place you go for everything electrical. And I mean, you were even official sponsors of our Springbok rugby this year.
That's correct, yes.
So, I mean, you know, you can't escape it. It's everywhere you look, and for good reason, because for coming up, I believe you're celebrating, is it 40 years of AC/DC next year?
Yes, next year will be 40 years.
Wow. And for 40 years...
big number.
It's a big number. Four decades, I'm sure there's going to be an electric celebration.
Yes, yes, you can think of something.
You're going to light it up.
Yeah.
But for 40 years, you've been delivering a really high quality service to the South African market. Just take us back to the early days, 1984, in a garage, you building transformers, hey?
Yes, that's right. 40 years ago, about 39, next year 40 years, I started making transformers, not even in my garage. I didn't own a garage at that time. and I was winding these transformers, would take them home into the in the kitchen, finish them off, put the laminations in, put the epoxy into the transformers, put them into the oven.
Literally bake them in the oven.
Put them into the oven like you're baking them. Yeah, and in the morning they were ready.
So doing this all by hand, hey?
Yeah, yes, yeah. Now look at the winding. You do it on a machine, but almost like a sewing machine we had then.
Yeah, right? But I mean, it's not like it's on a, it's a bunch of robots doing it. It's you operating the machine.
Yes. That's all there. Hands on. That's how we started. And yeah, for 39 years from then, we are quite big. I mean, we employ about 1,500 people.
I would say that's quite big. And just looking at the list of branches and franchises that you've got around the country right now, I mean, I'm looking at the back of this printout here. There's almost too many for me to count. Saray, you've got a number. How many outlets are there, would you say?
For Dynamics, we've got quite a few. For the franchises, we've got 40 because 40. I'm Express.
40, baby. Yeah, and of course, Bolito has got to be the jewel in the crown. That's why Mario...
One and only, man.
You give Mario an excuse...
Yeah, it's in my heart. Bolito's in my heart.
Easy. Give you an excuse to come visit the coast, get out of the smoke. And the Bolito branch is going for... Is it 14 years now?
14 years. It's happy birthday to us. That's wow. why Mr. Mario's here.
Hey. Birthday cake is in order. But there's obviously quite a lot between those early days winding transformers in a garage to when you started to really get a foothold and expand this thing. What was the tipping point or the breakthrough moment that made you realize that there was an opportunity in the market, and what made you decide to launch AC/DC Dynamics?
Well, we got some agencies and that put me on the map. We got very good agencies, and I was a manufacturer, and then we divulged into wholesaling. So that's when we still have 5 workshops at this moment through the country, but our biggest key is purchasing, importing, bring innovation to South Africa, new products, always thinking out of the box to know what to do.
And look, you've got some really top international leading brands that you have got the agencies for that you bring to the South African market at unbeatable prices, by the way. You've obviously got the buying power now to do things at scale, and that makes a massive difference. As you say, you've still got a hand in manufacturing facilities right here in South Africa that produce world-class components as well. So when you bring those two together, it's a really winning formula. And for how many decades did things continue to grow in that direction before you decided to create this AC/DC Express offshoot?
Well, we were manufacturing for about 10 years, and then I started into the wholesaling. About 15 years ago, we decided, sure, we got all the products. Why don't we just start the franchise?
Bam.
And then humble beginning, we started with 1, then 2, and now we're sitting with 4, 40.
40. Yeah. And Belito must have been one of the
early ones.
The early ones,
yes,
hey?
Yes.
What made you decide, what made you believe in this region and decide to put an early store?
It was a holiday spot, so I said, oh, well, I'm coming here on holiday, might as well open something here and get myself busy also.
There you go. And you know, while people are down here on holiday, if they're looking for anything on the electrical front, where are they going to go?
Every holiday I spend some time in Belito. In Belito Express store.
So as much for you as for anyone else to have the convenience of an AC/DC Express store. But it really is a great concept in that, like I said, it's this electrical supermarket where you can browse the aisles and in a relatively confined, well, not to say confined, but a relatively nicely bundled space, you've got everything from lighting to solar to inverters, and especially in the age that we're living in, I'm just reading the news, load shedding is back with a bang, and Saray was telling me there's a lot of areas in our Dolphin Coast bubble that had been kind of dodging the load shedding bullet, had been pretty much exempt. Now it looks like that ship has sailed, and it's coming for all of us. So if you haven't yet got yourself a lights on load shedding solution, well, I'll tell you about a special in a second.
Come to AC/DC.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we were one of the first ones that started retail, electrical retail type of thing. Don't you know where you can go out into retail, into the aisles, and pick what you want electrically?
There you go. Well, obviously,
we're the first ones to introduce that type of concept.
And the thing is that over the course of now 15 years, the trust in the brand is strong, because folks know that you're not going anywhere. It's not like it's a fly-by-night operation. You know, the brand itself has got 4 decades, and I don't think you've got plans to stop growing and going anywhere.
No. We are.
Exactly. We are. And you've got the fact that you've got such strong support on the back end as well, and the ability to, you know, if there's any issues in terms of, you know, cashing in a warranty or getting something repaired, the depth of this organization is really your strength, eh?
Yeah, we have our full repair departments, technical departments, always answering any queries that the public has. We stand to our warranties. We do most of our own repairs. So we fully independent.
You own that space.
Yes.
And are you, you know, now celebrating this big birthday, are you looking already to the next 10 years? Do you, how far ahead do you plan? And are you excited about what's in the pipeline for South Africa, for the business world?
Yeah, we're always ready. There's always challenges coming up. We didn't expect the load shedding challenge. About a few years ago when load shedding started, we were there in the space. And we're always ready for those challenges. About 15 years ago, we had the LED boom.
Yeah.
That's from the convention lighting to LED. We were there too. We're very strong in lighting. That is one of our biggest strengths. And then the boom came for load shedding. And we're strong there too. We've been doing solar for about 15 years.
And always on the cutting edge, you know, obviously in touch with your partners in international manufacturing space, you know what the latest innovations are, and you're able to bring them to South Africans at the best possible prices. And so, looking at where we are right now, Saray, with load shedding rearing its ugly head again, what juicy specials should we be putting out into people's minds to let them know, ACDC right now, for summer, you can get yourself plugged in, charged up, and switched on. I see there's a Powerwall of note that is looking very, very attractive for under 30K. Hey?
Under 30K. So, just to come back about Mr. Mario, he talks about innovation and stuff like that. I'll tell you something about him. He's got like a crystal ball. Right? I'm telling you, he can read the future. So, we have our catalog that was printed in 2007. Till now, I promise you, I'll show you the catalog. There's products in that catalog there that people are starting to bring in now.
Really?
Yeah.
You're that far ahead of the curve.
He's that far. He sees things which people don't see. And that's part of the reason and the success why a lot of people follow him, a lot of people like him, a lot of people work for us, because I'm sitting in front of the man here.
Well, that's what I've been trying to sort of wrap my head around here. There's obviously something special about the leadership qualities here that has enabled this ACDC brand to continue to sail strong over the last four decades. And clearly, you're touching on it there. There is definitely a very strategic business mind at work here, and maybe a bit of magic as well.
A bit of magic.
Yeah, we try to be in forefront of technology and innovation, definitely, right? We've got a full R&D department. I'm part of it. And we're looking for what's new all the time. We cannot be left behind. You know, things have changed. Solar changes. LED have changed. Technology changes, and we have to be there. If you're not there, you fall behind.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And at least you don't have to wind those transformers anymore and make them.
No.
The technology's moved on a bit since then.
Okay, so talking about innovation, now everyone's going to buy an inverter, and everybody's going to go buy a battery, and they've got to buy all these bits and bobs and confuse themselves. They don't know what's going on.
Mm.
So what Mr. Murray did is he bought an stackable inverter with a battery. Now, this battery is just not a 100 amp hour battery. People go and buy batteries that 30,000-40,000 rand for a battery. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So what Makula Boss did is he bought a 3.5 kilowatt inverter with a 200 amp hour battery, sorry. 5.1 kilowatt, 200 amp hours.
Yeah.
Double the amount of amp hours as a normal battery that you pay for 30 grand.
Wow. But this whole system with battery.
With the inverter, right? 30 grand. Under 30 grand.
Come
Ridiculous,
on.
Ridiculous, yeah. I'm telling you.
And if you can find a better deal than that, I'll eat my hat.
Me too.
So that is waiting for you right now in store under the brand. That's one of your brands.
That's the ACDC brand, Super Soul.
Fantastic. You see, so now you've heard the story. And if you're looking to get this load-shedding, life-saving solution in your life, well, pop on in today and talk to Saray and the team. In fact, you'll find more than just this. There are so many deals, from the electrical inverter front to the solar front to fans to keep you cool in summer, and of course lighting, festive lighting of note. And on that note, we have a special competition to announce. Am I right? What's the story, Mario?
Yeah, look, we're trying to go out and do a small competition. Those that buy festive lighting from Belito or from any express store, preferred it from Belita.
thank you.
And bring your pictures and to show us who's the best lighting they have. And we're giving a rugby ball, official rugby ball sponsored from ACDC.
One of these collector's edition ACDC Springbok rugby balls.
That's correct.
This could be sitting pride of place on your mantelpiece whenever you're watching sport. So here's the story. Go and do your best Christmas light display. I would love to enter, but I feel like I'm going to have to be exempt from this one because I'll definitely win otherwise. And snap your photo, bring it into store, show the team, show Suray and his guys, and you will be entered into this lucky chance to win a really collectible one-off rugby piece of memorabilia. I think it's so cool, guys.
Now, can we make it a little bit more interesting?
Yeah.
I think there are a few estates, Seawood to be example, right? So what they do is a lot of people from that estate will come and shop to us on lighting.
Yeah.
So let's do two competitions. One, if you have a house, do the competition, come to us. One, if you're an estate.
Okay.
Get into a competition with the estate, the best house with all the lighting they bought from ACDC. We'll give you another ball.
Yeah.
How's there you go. Estate managers, are you listening?
You can do two. One for the home and one for the estate.
There you go. See.
And the boss has said it.
It's on radio now. You can't take it back.
It's done.
Fantastic stuff, man. And look, obviously big celebrations in order. We're looking forward to the next four decades of the ACDC story. And in the meantime, Mario, you know, we're all the better for having an ACDC Express right here on our doorstep. Thank you for always coming to Bolito for your holidays. Thank you for setting up an ACDC Express.
It's lovely being there. Thank you.
And we're looking forward to having you back in the studio again soon.
With pleasure.
Hey, and we'll be throwing a rugby ball around in studio by that time, hopefully.
Thank you.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. My special guest in the studio with me this morning, Mr. Mario Mayo, ACDC Dynamics CEO, the founder of the ACDC brand, and Suray, Bolito's Minister of Electricity for ACDC Express. He's waiting for you in store. You heard it here. Here's Katy Perry, keeping it electric. Dark.